Right, it's 10:25 on a Saturday evening, and this is Rob Murphy reporting on the Mayo versus Derry match. You'll have seen that we've already posted some audio from the game, which Mayo won 2-12 to 1-12, a superb victory for Mayo away to Derry, and a very rare victory at Celtic Park. Real lift to the side after the disappointing defeat against Dublin. That audio with John O'Mahony is up there already. He's looking back on a week that's seen ups and downs, and he's pretty happy with how things turned out tonight. I am in my car and I'm in the North Donegal town of Raphoe. Had to get across the border to get some 3G coverage to upload this audio boo, and I'm giving you a quick wrap on the game. Let's start in the first half. Mayo led 1-7 to 5 points at half time. It was an interesting start to the game. They've always seemed to have that bush that kept them ahead of Derry and kept their noses out in front. In the beginning they led by 3 points to no score after 7 minutes. Dylan, 2 fine points from Enda Farley. He started like a steam train, and Derry did find some form then. They hit back through Lee Moore, Owen Bradley and Gerard O'Kane, their captain, to level it. Trevor Moore scored, Lee Moore answered, and we were level again. But from there on, the sides weren't level at any point for the remainder of the match. Mayo finished the half with scoring one goal and 3 points to Derry's 1 point in the last 15 minutes of the first half. So that was a really good surge from Mayo. They went 2 points ahead through Aidan O'Shea and Alan Dillon. Then Paddy Bradley hit a fine point for Derry, but it didn't lift him. Andy Moran's goal from a free, which dropped in, and the Derry defence had two defenders. Both of them went for it. They didn't collect it. Andy Moran was inside, and he buried it to the back of net. Good finish from Moran. Alan Dillon added a free before half-time. Derry were fuming with the referee with some of the decisions. Mayo may have been getting the breaks, but they were earning them as well. Second half, Derry did start well. Paddy Bradley kicked a point, got them back within four. Then Mayo had another surge on 7 minutes into the second half. Enda Farley tapped over a nice score. He had a good game all night, lively. And then came the score from Aidan O'Shea. It came from a ball from Alan Dillon. Dillon, of course, returning for Mayo tonight. Boy, did he put in a massive performance throughout the park, both in terms of his free-taking, which was a lift compared to the previous week, but far more importantly in terms of the ground covered, in terms of his supply play, and the fact that he did have 3 points, as I said, from frees. This time, it was from play. He shaped up well. He had a brilliant accuracy, but the ball just dropped short from his pointed effort. Aidan O'Shea was alive, though. He was in the square, perfectly legal now, because he wasn't in it once the ball was kicked, and he fisted it to the net, getting up above Kevin McCloy, the Derry defender. Great stuff from O'Shea, great stuff from Mayo at that stage, because they led by a scoreline of 2-8 to 6 points. Total control, no doubt about it. It looked like Derry were going to fade off into the sunset trailing by 8 points. But in fairness to the home side, they really rallied well. In fact, they scored 6 of the next 7 points. Mark Lynch, Gerard O'Kane, Owen Bradley, Paddy Bradley had 2, and Lynch again. Lynch was moved out from his centre-back role, which they've been experimenting him in for most of the season so far, back into the half-forward line, and he was more effective. Derry were more effective. They were back within 3, and then Mayo got 2 major scores. Seamus O'Shea had an outstanding game at centre-forward, capped it with a point at the right time, 24 minutes into the second half, 2 minutes after Mark Lynch's point, and just as the Derry fans, a small crowd in Celtic Park, very small, just under 2,000, were getting very excited. That was the score that really just lifted Mayo. Andy Moran's point was possibly the best point of the day for Mayo soon afterwards. And at that stage, Mayo were flying. Trevor Mortimer added another one with 2 minutes left. And although Owen Bradley did get a goal with the last kick of the game, it was obviously too little, too late. Big performances all round by Mayo. Liam O'Malley came into the back line and performed well. Throughout the defence, there was great performances. Trevor Owley maybe stood out, but Keith Higgins deserves special mention, because once he was switched on to Owen Bradley in the second half, he kept them quiet until right to the very end. Kieran Conroy did well in midfield, coming in for Ronan McGarrity. Up front, as we said, O'Shea was excellent. Andy Moran, brilliant as well. Trevor Mortimer and Alan Dillon probably were the stars of the show. They were the engine room in the team. Trevor Mortimer led by example, and Enda Farley did very, very well. And Aidan O'Shea will be talked about a bit after this performance. He's talked about after every game. He's a player who's developing well. Tremendous young talent, and he had a super game. Great day then. I'm going to leave it at this. Long journey home from Raphoe, but a happy journey, as Mayo have now won 3 from 4 in the National Football League. They won on a scoreline in Celtic Park this evening of Derry 1-12, Mayo 2-12.